Well, alrighty, ladies. You know, on Sister Sense, I'm all about how to make sense of making money online. So I couldn't do this conference without doing a session just on monetization, how to monetize your message, turning that profit, or I should say turning your passion into PayPal profits so that it's something that you can start to do to generate some revenue for you and some digital outlets. I know some of you are local, some of you got your own brick and mortars, but then you're trying to figure out how to do things virtually, how to get started that way. So that's going to be our focus for today. Now, our overall agenda, just so I give that to you, we're going to explore three monetization models today over the course of different sessions. We're going to have to adjust it slightly, but that's okay. We're going to find at least one, that's my goal, for you to find at least one of these monetization models that can work for you. Brainstorming on some profitable packages. Some of you, you've got great ideas, but no packages, so when it's time to talk to folks, you've got nothing to sell them. So we need to talk about creating profitable packages, how to boost your web skills, because when you've got those awesome web skills, you can put stuff out there, and of course, how to get you on the right track to launch. So yesterday I talked about the power of video marketing. I said I wanted you to share, right? I wanted you to create a video to share your story, a video to share your circle, and also a video to share your today. So this morning when I got up, I came up, I had to sleep. I really needed to sleep last night, but I got up this morning, came out and made sure everything was prepped. The lovely Rhonda helped me do a video, and I did a video to share my today. So ladies, I'm doing the power circle. What are they doing? They need to be here. And now we've got two more virtual attendees in attendance. So it's about doing that video, uploading it, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. You can do that in a second. And now we have two lovely ladies who are also participating. So when I say that these are strategies that I want you to do, I believe in them because I know that they work. They work for me and they work for a lot of the clients that I work for. And also it's important for you to think about when people are arbitrarily telling you about any platform, you have to get to the specific. It's not just about create a video. It's YouTube. Everybody's using YouTube. You got to figure out how you're going to strategically create videos, what videos, when are you going to post these videos to make sure that they resonate with people. So what I want to do as I'm working with you to yesterday and today is to really focus on the specifics. And some of you know about the video, but you're not doing the video, right? Or you're not doing the social media. So it's about knowing how to use these specific locations and then being strategic about it as well. So monetizing your message is all about two things to me. Sharing your gift, your insight, your wisdom, and your experience. And in return, getting paid for what you know, right? And I also too often hear people say folks either want to pick their brain or, you know, everybody has a question, they just don't know how to monetize it, what should they do? And that's essentially what I want to talk about today. Now, here's the question. For those of you who have a message you want to monetize, what would you like to do or what are you currently doing to turn that passion into a profit? So that's the question that I raised before we go any further. You've got a message, you want to monetize it, what do you do? Or what do you want to do? Any responses? Are y'all doing something to monetize your message right now? Do you have a plan in action?
Yes, yes. You decide on the target market and see what the market you pay for and if the market what you want to.
Okay, so you decide on your target market. But specifically, like, you know you've got a vision. You know you've got something you want to say to people. What? How are you going to do that to get paid? What are some things you're going to try to do?
Currently, I speak at different events.
Okay, speaking. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lucinda, were you going to say something?
Yes, I like to create products for these people or something.
Okay, creating products and speaking. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts on getting that message? How do you want to get your message out to the world? If you create a product, any kind of products that might come in mind that you would create?
I think video business cards.
Video business cards, very unique mm-hmm. as far as your branding is concerned, okay? Anyone else before I move forward? Are y'all still thinking about it? Well, okay. When it comes to monetizing your message, these are the three things that are common when people think about, I've got a message, I'm writing it down, or this is really what I want to share to the world. Either they are interested, as Herlene talked about, is getting speaking gigs. So they have an opportunity to get on a platform and talk to an audience. sometimes people think about publishing. More often than not, when I work with service professionals or people who have a message, they want a book, or they've published a book, or they're trying to come up with a book so they can get that message out there, right? And then also blogging. You know, the people who have a message, but they don't necessarily want to get up in front of an audience yet or even write a book, they're thinking about, well, how can I do this at home? Usually they go to blogging versus anything else because that's the first thing they seem to think people are doing online when it comes to making money, right? They're doing a blog. Now, these models have great profit potential, but for people, most people, I would say, the big question is, how do I generate money now, preferably online, while I either wait for speaking gigs or I work on the book or trying to get folks to buy the book? What should I be doing to make money? Because, you know, the book is there, but it's not quite generating what it needs to be. Or while I'm waiting to build up my blog credibility or audience, what else can I do outside of those areas? So let's now explore two creative, cost-effective, they're actually going to do three, but creative, cost-effective models, right, that you can launch ASAP and you can even generate monthly revenue from. Okay, so monetization model number one, call-in coaching, which some of you are familiar with. You're just quite not sure how to get this off the ground, right? You know, I want to talk to people. I want them to call me so I can get this done. But how do I do this? You know, I don't quite get the process. So you want to get on the phone and teach people what we know. Consider creating one of the following, okay? So I'm all about specifics. It's too broad when you say you want to do coaching. You need to figure out how to specifically create a package that's going to work for you. And then, one, consider creating a support group, a training group, or one-on-one sessions, which we're going to go into today. You might think this is something that you can't do, but actually most of us can do this. So long as you've got a phone and you've got a passion that you want to teach and coach people, you can do this. You just have to be strategic about it. Now, call-in coaching allows you to share, speak, and coach now versus waiting for somebody to see you and you're not going out there, right? But you're just kind of waiting and hoping somebody's going to just drop a speaking gig into your lap. Doesn't work that way. Nobody knew who Sister Sense was. I had to just start creating my own voice or platform, as Lucinda says, which is the key. Now, another thing about that's valuable about monetization number one, call-in coaching, is that you can work anywhere over the phone, as all of you know. The customer base is virtually global. I was talking to one of the ladies in my circle who's in Ghana, so you can talk to anyone anywhere. I just say, well, look, I'm Eastern Standard, so as long as you can find a time where the two of us are awake, we can make this happen. Minimal startup cost and potential to generate extra or primary income, whichever you prefer. Now, let's talk about developing a support group. Ossie, I'm thinking about you with working with single Christian women. And I thought I was going to bring you up today. Think about your target audience. There's, you know, either a support group or a training group, but think about your target audience. Do they feel lonely or disconnected? You know what support groups are. You know how people use them. Do they need a community to relate to? Does your message involve lifestyle changes, strategies that you've developed that you would like other people to integrate because you feel like they are effective on some level? And do you want to work with a group over time? This is important. Some people want to do coaching, but they don't necessarily want to have their own group or work with a group. So these are things you need to think about. Because sometimes we'll think about a business and go, okay, this is right for me. You'll get into it and realize you hate it, right? So every business, especially as an entrepreneur, it's got to fit your personality or it's just not going to fit. Developing a training group. Think about your target audience once again. Do they need step-by-step help? So a lot of times people say, well, I want to train people. And I had one of my clients, she was working on creating her own training for authors, which is wonderful. But she didn't quite know what her process was to teach it to others. So you need to know, if you're going to do a training, what does that look like? What should a beginner know? What should an intermediate person know? What are the essentials? You've got to answer the questions before they ask them. Do they need to ask questions or get advice? Right? That's the next. Do you have a methodology to teach? Whether it be something that you learned that's not necessarily your own brand, but you learned it and you can teach people that, or you created it yourself, what's the methodology that you want to teach? It has to be clear to you before it can be clear to them, because, of course, confused buyers don't buy. And they can tell when you don't get what you're saying. You may be passionate about it, but if the mythology doesn't work and you haven't clearly articulated it to yourself, you cannot explain it to others. And again, do you want to work with a group? So support group versus training group. If you're going to monetize it, some things to consider. When it's a training group, you're the main speaker and primary teacher. Do you have enough knowledge to give to be the primary teacher all day, every day? Are you comfortable being the main voice? So yes, we do want people to buy. You get excited. You get some people and you're, yay! And then maybe by week two, you're like, dang, I don't know what to tell these ladies. I don't know what to talk about anymore. You need to think, are you comfortable being the primary teacher versus having multiple speakers and trainers outside of yourself? If you need more people on your team, yesterday Rhonda talked about her Project Push when she has her group and she's got other experts coming in. You need more people to diversify. That's something you got to think about beforehand. Not when you create it and then all of a sudden you change in the process. Group member conversations. So if you've got a support group of single Christian women, are you going to have them come on, say, let's every 2 weeks you do an opportunity for these women to get together, whether it be locally or virtually, so they can have conversations. I don't necessarily do that in training. My calls are about me training, and then you can ask me questions, but I don't necessarily do support group style training where you have the group talk amongst themselves. That's different. But if you're going to do that, that needs to be clearly defined and what your program looks like. Again, versus lectures and Q&A, which is more my cup of tea. So, one-on-one sessions versus the support group or training, are you going to do one-on-one sessions? So think about your target audience once again. Do they prefer private sessions? There are some people who you have to work with and what they have to say is not really the kind of thing you want to talk about in a group. So maybe you do have to have one-on-one. Or maybe you have to divide your offering so that you provide one-on-one services, but then you've tailored it in a way that there are certain things they can comfortably talk about in a group. Do they need individual evaluations? So depending upon your target, your area of interest, do you need to sit down with them, get them to give you everything as far as Q&A, evaluate them where they are, and then assess them, give them an assessment, which would then warrant a one-on-one versus a general training when you're talking about things you feel like would really hit more women versus giving them specifics. And then ultimately, do you prefer working with individuals one-on-one or working with the group? Which are all questions that you've got in your worksheets to kind of go over outside of what we're talking about here. But if you want to go this route, these are all fundamental questions that you have to ask yourself so that you're clear on if you're going to monetize as far as calling coaching, if you're going to create that support group, that training group, or go the route of doing individual one-on-one sessions. So calling coaching example is my Jumpstart Your Business group training calls, which is subscription-based. And then I do the Insider Circle, which is also subscription-based, but it's for individuals versus the larger group. And then Call Sister Sense, which is also individual, but it's not subscription-based. It's pay-as-you-go. So I'm sharing these examples with you because you have to think about your target audience and what you're comfortable working with, or how, I should say, how you're comfortable working. So even though Insider Circle and the individual call-ins, the call-in coaching, they're both individuals. One is subscription-based and one is not. Mm-hmm. So maybe you want to create a package or you feel like your audience, it's more comfortable for them to have just kind of a pay-as-you-go process. You just need me to work with you for 2 hours and then we're good. Or based on your area of expertise, you say, well, I'm working with one of my clients, she's in real estate, and so I said to her, how long do you need to work with a client? She's like, honestly, I need to work with them for at least 90 days. So, okay, then you can have that kind of a package. You don't need, call me, let's talk for an hour. We need to talk for 3 months. And that's something that you would think about as you are developing your product. So let's do a little activity here, calling coaching pre-startup activity. So if this is something that you're thinking about doing and you would like to create your own package, this is literally set it up, test it, and then turn it into your PayPal profits. One, define your offer. So I want you to sit here and think about if you were going to create some sort of call-in coaching opportunity so that you can teach and train, what kind of offer would it be? What would that look like for yourself? Think about that. And so ultimately, you're going to define the offer, create the package, crunch the numbers, set up shop, and invite a small group. Steps 1 through 5. So first step, we're going to define the offer. Who do you want to work with? I think that's the big thing. You want to think about what type of client works best for you, right? So a lot of times I work up with startup entrepreneurs or those who have a business that it's established, but they don't quite know how to integrate the internet. So I'm very clear on the audience that I work with. And then I have other entrepreneurs in my circle. Pam Perry, she's PR. That's her area. That's her passion. That's who she focuses on. When Rochelle Shaw, she talks about the million-dollar equation. She wants to work with entrepreneurs that are in the $250,000 to $500 multi-million-dollar level because she's not about the startup. She's about, okay, now you've got a business. This is what we need to do to triple that, to make more millions. So she's very clear on her audience. So when you talk about your offer, you have to think about who do you want to work with. Even though in many cases a lot of us work with women, we don't all work with the same women the same way, right? We can have the same client, but there's no competition because we're working differently. Which call-in option do you prefer? So do you need a support group? So you're bringing in these ladies so they can feel secure and comfortable. Or do you need a training? Because you've got your own mythology that you want to train to a group versus do you want to do one-on-one sessions where you can evaluate your clients, assess them, give them your feedback, and create a plan of action that you feel like would work for them. What are your focus topics? And these are all things I want y'all to think about and write down as far as quickly. Y'all are supposed to be creating your offers right now. What are your focus topics? If you are going to create some sort of call-in coaching opportunity, what things should you be talking about with that potential client in the process of working with them? What areas should you guys focus on? And ultimately, what questions are people asking you for? You know, like I said, people will often say, folks want to pick my brain, or I feel like I'm giving away my information all the time for free. Well, what exactly are you giving away? You know, think about those conversations. What is it that should be the definition of the offer that you now want to get paid for? How long will your calls be? Like I said before, are you thinking about doing calls that only one-on-one or on a pay-as-you-need-it basis? Does it need to be a retainer? Does it need to be ongoing? How long is this process going to be? And then you're also going to think about, ultimately, do you need 60-minute sessions? Is it okay to do a 30-minute session? Are you in a profession where you really need to sit down and do a half a day with that client? You've got to be clear on how long you need to work with the individuals that are in your circle. What will your what will you talk about on your calls? Forgive me for the spelling error on the third one. That's something that you need to think about as well. And is your offer going to be subscription-based? I want you to pause and think about that for a minute, and I'll get back to you. So thinking about, like I said before, again, forgive me for the the error here. What will your calls include? What will you be talking about on your calls? And is your offer subscription based? So creating your package, what could you include in your initial offer, right? So once you define the offer and you say, okay, this is who I want to talk to and this is how much I'm going to think about, you know, we haven't talked about price yet, but this is who I want to talk to and this is what I want to talk about. Let's talk about creating a package. What can you include in your initial offer? So as far as calls, how many calls, how long, and how often? So on Jumpstart Your Business calls, I do a call a week, right? Are you comfortable doing a call a week? Or are you only comfortable doing one call a month? Is 60 minutes okay? Or are you going to do a 15-minute just to kind of check in, make sure they're doing what they need to do, and then check out, right? So thinking about how many, how long, and how often. Speakers, again, is it just going to be you, or are you going to have guest speakers? If you're going to have guest speakers, because the idea here is you're creating your packages now, or at least outlining them. If you're going to have guest speakers, are there some people that come to mind that you would say, I would want on my team, like yesterday? Think about those people. Materials. So when you're creating this offering, are you going to be providing materials for them, whether they be ongoing or this is what you get when you sign up, books, CDs, worksheets? What kind of materials will you be including in your package? So think about that for a second. So right now I really want you to think about defining your offer and just outlining, thinking about what you would include in that package. So continuing on, let's think about audio. Are you just going to do live? There are some people that they do live, but they don't record it because it's not the type of material that you want to record. It's a little bit too personal. So will you be offering replays? Or are you going to do pre-recording? So some people are like, okay, I do want to do this. I do want to have a group. I do want to do trainings, but I don't want to actually do them live. I don't want to be there. I've got other things I need to do. So are you offering a group training, but it's an opportunity for them to listen to you and hear your voice? It's just a pre-recording versus listening to you live. Meetups. You may say, I'm creating a support group, and I just want it to be all virtual. Or I'm creating a support group, and I want us ladies to come out. We're going to shop together. We're going to go to conferences together. I'm going to create local activities with my ladies. So, for example, one of my coaching clients, and I also developed her website. I did both her websites. Kim, she created Mind, Body, and Soul Connections, which was the first site. And we were talking about different things to do to monetize it. One way was advertising and kind of developing the blog. And she got to the point where she was like, do I really have to advertise? Like, she still got some fears to fight on that. And so she goes, you know, God, I'm working on the Getaway Girls again. And LaShonda, I've been doing this for so many years, and it's just one of the things I just love doing. But, Lord. So I said, Getaway Girls. Yeah, you know, I get my girls together. We get on the bus, and we travel. So I said, why don't you monetize that? So you're going to pay for this? No. Like, why don't you? I said, how many years have you been doing this? Oh, about 5-6 years. So we sat down, and for months we worked on what is now Girlfriend Connect. So she has her own group now, and she has her ladies come out, and she does events. They're going to the Bermuda Triangle. They're going to do, and she's doing local events. It's girlfriendconnect.com if you want to check it out. I did the logo. I did the website. I did the brand. She absolutely loves it. That's the key. But, you know, the advertising, setting up that component didn't necessarily work for her yet. But until you found the right thing to do, right? So some things may work for you, others may not, local or virtual. Again, networking, I talked about creating some sort of group yesterday for your space, and you definitely need to have either an online group or a forum. So crunch the numbers. I've given you some smaller numbers here just to kind of start with. I tend to start with startups or women who are just trying to ease their way into it. So for some, the numbers may be small. So if you're thinking bigger than that, work on the bigger numbers, but here are some of the smaller ones. And for me, I will say this, especially when you're starting up, and a lot of you are in startup mode, I like the small numbers because they are less intimidating for as an entry-level product. So my Jumpstart Your Business calls, I now do. I started focusing more on that last year, but it's not my core product, and it's not the maintenance of my business. It's an entry-level product that allows me the opportunity to talk to women. And then we go on to do other things individually together. So you think about sometimes not just about the price when you put the price on, but what's your goal? Is it, you know, you want that number because that's where you feel like you're comfortable, you feel like they're comfortable, or you want that number because you feel like, well, this is how much I'm worth, or this is how much the product is worth. You know, Katrina can tell you all about profit and pricing, right? But, you know, these are just some things that I think about when it comes to strategically putting on these numbers. So let's say, you know, you've got a call-in coaching offer that you're trying to put together, and you want 20 people in at $7 for an hour, that's $140 an hour. If you're working a 9-to-5, and I know some of you do, would you like to make $140 for 1 hour? And you think about that, you know, can I put something like that together? So I make $140 an hour. Or if you have 10 people, that's $470 an hour, 20 people at $47, $940 for the hour, or 20 people at $97, that's $1940 for the hour. So the lady that, one of my clients that I'm working on now, she does real estate, and for her, the $97 is going to work out well. So, you know, you want to think about, based on your area, what's going to work for you. Get the essentials first. So just breaking it down real simple, well, what do I need, the essentials? You could do this tomorrow if you've got the essentials. You need your domain, your hosting, your WordPress. I use WordPress because you can go back in there and make changes without the designer once the designer is gone. As far as services, especially for those starting out, I say you need your PayPal, your Skype, and Lucinda even mentioned it, free conference call, because, you know, we know what you need when you start out. When you're going to that next level, you get the big boys, right? You get the Infusionsoft, you get the GoToWebinar, the GoToMeeting, it's 97. You know what you do when you're starting out? You get the PayPal, the Skype, and the free conference call. Or when you're working on a budget. I believe, for me personally, I like to keep the money that I make.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's low cost or no cost, because the mainstream, they're using Twitter and YouTube, it's free for them and it's free for me. So sometimes it's not about the price.
Mm-hmm.
But if it works, then it's awesome. As far as accessories here, y'all can see this is my Logitech headset. I always talk about that. My blue snowball. Here, my USB mic. Get yourself a solid headset. And get some good apps. So I use my PayPal app, and I use my Skype app quite a bit when I do conference calls. I can be anywhere, and I don't use my landline. I use my mobile. Got the Skype app, and I make it happen. I had to tell one of my clients that because she was using her mobile, too, to do her client calls, but she was using her minutes. And I'm like, why are you using your minutes? Just log into Skype on your phone, and you can still talk to them quite clearly, but still not for free. I mean, but Skype is literally free because you get your number for like $3.99, something crazy like that. So it's ways for you to literally, if you know that you're passionate and you've got an offer, it's ways for you to sell it. You just have to say, well, it's not them, it's me, because I haven't launched the package yet. Outline your sales page. This is some things you have to think about. Who they are. You know, the sales page isn't about you, right? It's not about your pretty picture. It's about them. So who they are usually is what you need to be putting at the top. Who they are, what they need help with. You know? Are they in a situation that is similar to your own? Sometimes me being citizen, how I resonate is that I relate to those who want to be where I am. And I'll say to my clients sometimes, well, can I talk about that? I'm like, either they want to be where you are or they want to work with you because you're where they are and you get them. It's not always about being 12 steps ahead, right, and being in this place where you're so experienced and you've got all this knowledge, sometimes they resonate with you because you're simply either still where they are or just enough steps ahead to not have forgotten what it feels like and know how to get to the next step because you're already past it. So who they are and how they need help, things that you need to think about. How can you help? Who you are and how you can help. So once in your sales copy, you talk about who they are. You say, okay, this is who you are. Are you in this situation? Are you feeling like this? Have you struggled with this? Do you need this? Really talking about things that are going to hit them. How do they need help? What are you missing? One of my clients, I was working on her landing page, and it's for her, Natural. Her book is about losing weight during the process, fabulously fit in God's kingdom. And so I said, well, why did you incorporate the spirituality into writing the book? She said, because I believe that there are times when women want to lose weight, but they do it for a man, or they do it to fit in the dress that they need to get into that wedding, but as soon as the man is gone or the wedding is over, they've gained that away. And she's like, I believe that in order for you to consistently lose weight, you have to do it with the Bible in one hand.
Yeah.
So fabulously fit in God's kingdom. I said, well, that needs to be on your landing page. I can make it pretty, but if you're not saying, are you losing this weight because you're trying to fit into something for a wedding dress? Are you losing it because you're trying to get that man? Well, let me tell you, if he breaks up with you, it's not about that man. It's about God. It's about you, and it's about a higher purpose. So you're not creating a landing page to sound like everybody else. You're creating a landing page to sound like the person you're trying to talk to. That's the key. So you start with who they are, how they need help, and then you go into who you are. Well, look, this is me. I'm Renee. I do Results by Renee. I'm talking about fabulously fit. I've been in nutrition for 20 years, 15 years. Then you go into who you are. Because they want to know, well, okay, well, you think you know me so much, how do you know me? You know, they want to know how you're credible. Why? You talk about the experience, how I can help you, because now I've got this offering I want to share, and this is my package. So you go into the details. These are the details of my package. Boom, boom, boom. These are the modules. This is how often we're going to be talking. Maybe these are some of the speakers that I'm going to include in my package. And then sign up here. Please don't. Now, okay, LaShonda, I want to do the landing page. Okay, you have, no, the package is not ready, but I want the page up. God, I hate that. I want the page up. There's nothing to offer them. So you get them all excited. They get to the buy now, and there's nothing there. Okay, that was a waste of time. Oh, but they'll come back later. No, they won't. Because they are excited, so they're going to Google somebody who offers something similar, and then they're going to go and sign up with them. So, activity, keeping it going. Once you've got that, invite a group. Don't launch it. Don't loud launch it. Soft launch it.
Yeah.
Invite a group for so many reasons, more than one. List people you can directly invite. Or consider an initial free trial. I don't say I was talking to a client, and so she said, okay, I'm going to do all my calls for free. I was like, no, you're not, because eventually they're going to piss you off, and then you're going to cut off free. So how about we charge for it, and if you want to beta test a small group and give it to them for free, fine, but don't just say it's free for everybody, okay? So consider initial free trials or members, and then test the process. Pre-populate the group. Maybe you've got those free people in and say, well, you're going to be a part of my group for the first 3 months for free. Some of this is strategic. Because you want to test out the group. You don't want to just invite them in to have a nice size group. You want to test the group. As they learn, you learn, right? As anybody here who's done any type of coaching, even if it was free, you get on the call and when they say something, oh, I didn't know they needed that. Let me just write that down, right? Marcel, we were talking about that before. You said, okay, well, you said I needed e-junkie. I got the e-junkie. I made my 19, close to 2,000, right? But the lady said to you, okay, you've got do it yourself, but can you do a done for you? And you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to do another package.
Yeah.
So in the process of testing out your calling coaching, you will find new offerings. But what happens when you launch it loud and you've got all this great stuff is it looks kind of jank when then you go and change it and you confuse people with your brand. But when you soft launch it and you beta test it, it's okay to turn it 15 times over. Because you haven't really given it to the world yet. right? It's still in a contained space, which is why you try to be strategic about it. So you also consider seeking out interest versus, again, officially launching. Share what you are working on via your blog, your social network, or your client base. So talk to people in small groups. And yes, you may think, well, I've got a large social base. Is that loud launching it? That's you, individual, not the billions of people in the world. So you're still just kind of saying, well, this is what I'm working on, right? It's not quite official yet. So soft launch, recap, you define your offer, create the package, crunch the numbers, and then you can set up shop. You can create your one-page sales page, put your offer up there, and make it happen, invite a small group. It's up to you when you want to do this, but I tell you right now, most of the tools that I talk about are low cost, if not free, so those people who want it can do it tomorrow. It's really not about the free tools or even setting it up at a minimal cost. It's about starting and implementing so that you can build from there, right? So after participating in this activity, any offers that people are thinking about that you would potentially do?
More do it yourself for me. Because I have a lot of people who always want advice on event planning.
Okay.
Because that's something that I do, and we've been successful in bringing in celebrity artists, you know, and packing out the place. And folks want to know, you know, well, how do you do it? What do I need to do
to get their event off?
Contract, but they want it all for free. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you a question. You want to do event planning coaching?
Yes.
Do you want to do individual or group?
Individual.
Okay.
Yeah. And maybe that's where I'm better at.
Okay. Okay. So good.
Actually,
so you.
I'm listening. I'm thinking about what Lucinda was saying. I'm nervous as I'm saying it, but I need to expand that. But yeah, definitely one-on-one.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
So wanna,
mm-hmm. Well, good.
Yeah.
Anyone else? What are you thinking about?
Well, because of what I do, I was thinking about testing out both the individual and the group.
Okay.
With the consult people that I want to be know in employment.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did during the exercise was come up with 6 areas that I'm covering.
Good.
So, and doing more like hands-on coaching.
Right.
And of course.
Mm-hmm.
And also designing something that they can do on their own. So,
okay. I will say some things you would have to phase in. So obviously a course is going to take some time, so think about those things that you can do now versus next.
Yes.
So for those of you who have questions on the specifics before I go any further, what I did at callme.sisterfence.com for the conference, I'll change it after the conference back to my regular coaching. But if you're interested, you can schedule 2 clarity sessions with me. So that's going to be 2 hours with me for $97 at some point this weekend. If you want to do after this session, talk to me about the specifics of your package. Or I'm ready to launch. I want to make the page yesterday, that sort of thing, right? Because I'm sure you may have more specific details. So if you have that, just take note of callme.sisterfence.com. You can go there and get 2 hours, and we'll work it out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you guys, if y'all want to get up and get, because I know the food is here, get up and get something. And I'm going to hold off. Let me see what the next session is. I'm going to let y'all get up and get something, and then I'll tell you what I'm going to do next, just kind of adjusting for time. But it's lunchtime, so eat something.